19. The Legend and the Lady. Anne could hardly believe what she was seeing. Octohorse Pirate, Mari's father, was actually Lord Greystone, the minister of questing. But when? Where? How? She stammered. All succinct and articulate questions, said Greystone. I was expecting someone else. I'm sorry to disappoint you. Anne was at a complete loss. She had been certain that Octohorse Pirate was really Oswald Gray. Hadn't he used his blood to activate the castle along with hers? Didn't he know all about her dreams and the creation of the world? What did this mean? Had it been some sort of trick on the part of Greystone all along? She was finally able to gather her thoughts. We need to stop this castle. It's restoring the world to its original form, said Greystone. Surely you don't object to that. If you let it bring down the barrier, the corruption will spread and infect everything. I can't imagine even you would want that to happen. His expression became deadly serious. On the contrary, that's exactly what I want to happen. Anne couldn't believe what she was hearing. But why? I have my reasons. Anne clenched her jaw. I'm not going to let you do this. But you already have. The wheels are in motion. All I have to do is wait here until the castle reaches its destination, which, incidentally, should be in just a few minutes. I think it's safe to say I've won this time.
Don't be so sure, said Anne. Your doppelganger army is nearly defeated, and I have another medallion. And any minute now, the rest of my group is going to come running in here, and then we'll see who wins.
Ah, yes, the master medallion, said Greystone. Thank you for reminding me.
He turned to the crow.
Neva, a little assistance, if you please.